Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. Spring flooding has forced some state parks to close. Jeff Van Meteren is Southeast Regional Park Supervisor for the South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, and he joins us with a look at the challenges of reopening those parks and what comes next for cleanup. Jeff, thanks for being here. We appreciate it.
Good afternoon.
I want to talk a little bit before we talk about reopening places about some of the preparations that go in when that go into the GF&P's work when we know the flooding is coming. Are there ways other than putting up barriers and closing locations that park personnel and GF&P personnel can prepare?
Yeah, there's a lot of behind the scenes type stuff that takes place. First thing we do is we assess the data that we can get. And, nowadays, with all the technology we have, there's a lot more data on, like, river stages and projections. And then we have our own GIS data, too, where we can kind of map that out as to where those elevations will put water in our campgrounds. And so things we are looking at is our facilities. And like with this last round of flooding on the Big Sioux River, we ended up moving three of our camping cabins at the Big Sioux Recreation Area, just outside of Brandon. Other things, we have to assess, what reservations we have coming in the park. And even this time of year, we do get campers, and we had folks coming to some of our campgrounds, so we had to call them up and contact them and let them know that we'd have to either cancel or move their reservation to a different date. And then we also put those same campsites all on hold during this period of time so that nobody can make a reservation and mistakenly come expecting a campsite when they're not going to have one.
Give me an idea of how you move a cabin. And when do you move it back to the same location? Is that in flux?
Well, that's interesting you bring that up. First off, moving the cabin, there's probably 10 different ways to do it. This time we worked with a shed hauler, a private company out of South Dakota, that had a really slick way of moving these. They move these little garden sheds you see all over the state, and our staff unhooked the decks and the power and all that stuff, and then they just came with their equipment and very simply moved those. It was a pretty slick process, so we kind of learned something there as well. it's always interesting whenever you get into these things, and of course we don't have a lot of time, so you got to act pretty fast.
Right. So as you talk about reopening places like Palisades and, like Alvin and areas in Newton Hills that are now reopen, what goes into sort of making some of those decisions, and what are the challenges with reopening it to the public?
Well, first and foremost is the public safety. We don't like closing parks, never like closing parks unless we absolutely have to, and it's usually around a safety issue. So once we feel like the water's starting to recede and we can get those parks back open, we want to do that as quickly as we can. And, beyond that, it's then kind of the assessment of what was left on site, what was damaged, what do we got to keep aside that the public can't use. Fortunately for us, there was very little damage with the Big Sioux flooding in our parks. Maybe the exception will be at Big Sioux, where we still have water in our campground, and that is one of the areas that's still closed. Typically, with any kind of flooding type event, we'll have a lot of debris wash up into our parks that we really don't want there. Trees, stumps, stuff you can't believe, trash that comes down the river, and we'll get those cleaned up. That's really the big thing, but with this last round of flooding, going back to March 13th, on the Missouri River, we had some fairly significant damage. We had a picnic shelter at our Springfield Recreation Area get leveled by ice that moved into that area. The shelter happened to be right along the river for obvious reasons, and the ice that was kind of moving through that area just took it right off its posts and collapsed it. Mm. Had a boat dock that got thrown into the river by the ice as well. We were able to retrieve that. But up at our Randall Creek facility, which is right below the Fort Randall Dam, we actually had a bridge that got damaged. So we're in the process of assessing that with our engineers right now, and we have it closed right now to traffic. We're hoping to make some temporary fixes to that so we can get it reopened here as quick as possible.
Are people online reserving campsites now for when, you know, after it's blocked off? I guess what I'm asking is there's going to be people trying to game the system and say, as soon as it opens, I can grab a spot because they're so eager to get into the spaces. What's your tip for sort of figuring out the earliest you can get into some of these places?
Yeah, the places that are closed right now, we'll announce that publicly through medias like yours. And yeah, it's kind of first to the draw. I guess, yeah, if you're listening and you're looking for an advantage, you're listening to the radio.
People are always looking for an advantage when it comes to getting
it. Especially this time of year, it is right in the heart of the summer when people can make reservations on our 90-day window. So,
What are some of the efforts to clean up? Is that all GF&P staff that cleans up? Do you sort of encourage public to come help and pick up some of the just, you know, the loose garbage and debris, or is that all state employee resources?
You know, primarily it's state park staff, volunteers that work through the park system, and then we'll use inmates from our penitentiary system as well. But in addition to that, we will have groups almost every year. The Big Sioux River does some flooding up in the Sioux Falls area, and every year we have a couple of different groups that come out and help the park staff clean those up. They just volunteer on their own. We'll take any group that wants to stop out and help us with that. It's typically not dangerous work. It's just cleanup work. And if there's a group that would be interested in that, they can certainly contact us, and we would love that.
If you're itching to get outside, what a great way to do it, huh?
Yeah, bring some boots. Might be a little muddy right now.
All right, but what's the website for people to go to and find out about the latest opening? What's still closed, by the way? What's still closed in that area?
The areas that are still closed at this point are the Big Sioux Recreation Area. The whole park is totally closed off at this point. And then our lower trails at like Palisades, we have a trail system for the King and Queen Rock down there that's closed. It's just got a lot of mud on the trail and debris that we need to clean off. And then the lower trails at Gooderer State Park that are right down by the Big Sioux River, and they're still underwater at this point.
All right. And the website, please?
The South Dakota Game Fish and Parks, if you just Google that, you'll get right onto the website. So
Jeff Van Meteren is the Southeast Regional Park Supervisor for South Dakota GF&P. Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you, Lori.